Restoration with Jason Aleph.
Indeed it is. This is Restoration, and I am the aforementioned Jason Aleph. Hello there, and welcome to our maiden voyage. So, hey, today, before we get going with the interviews, I want to talk to you a little bit about what the show is, what it stands for. So, I'm a new convert to the church. I've been here about a year, and I thought this show would be great for people like me, people who are new to the church, people who have questions about the church. I thought this show would go a long way towards maybe helping people along the way. So stick around with us, folks. Today we've got a great interview with the two missionaries that helped bring me into the church. I affectionately call them the dudes. Brother Ryan Evans and Elder Reese Berge will be with us here in just 1 second. All right, we are here today with Brother Ryan Evans and Elder Reese Berge. Hello, guys.
How's it going?
Going good.
Excellent. Hey, really what we're going to do here is I'm going to throw questions at you. It's like lightning round. And go from there. So, Brother Evans, hey, tell me about your missionary work, man, so far, and the experiences of it.
Yeah, I think, just from my missionary experiences, not really another time in your life when you get to have those experiences where there's so many people that are so open about what's going on in their life because they know that you're just there to help them. They know that you're just taking this time in your life to help further their testimony of Jesus Christ and Heavenly right. Father. And I don't know, it was really cool because you can't really further your faith without exercising your faith. And that's kind of what a mission is, because you're taking up so much of your life so early on. But by being able to help others and kind of help further their faith together, that's where I kind of noticed my testimony grow the most, was when I was helping other people grow their testimony.
Awesome, man. Hey, Reese, the same to you.
Yeah. So really what a mission is where, you know, in our church, you know, anyone from the age of 18 to 25, 26, can dedicate 2 years of their life, 2 years for guys and 18 months for girls. And we can dedicate that time to specifically focusing, purely on inviting others to come closer to Jesus Christ. And so I've been doing that for 23 and a half months now, and I have 2 weeks left until I head back home. And man, you know, I can't think of anything that I'm more grateful for than serving a mission for Jesus Christ. To give up these 2 years that I have, the 2 years where I was able to be the most selfish I could have been in my life. But instead, I decided to give that to Jesus Christ. And I wasn't fully committed in the beginning. But as I did take that little leap of faith, I became committed. I found a reason to leave, and then I found a reason to stay. And it has just been a blessing in disguise. And I'm excited to see all the things that I've learned on my mission take place in my life after the mission, and to continue to be a disciple and continue to share the gospel. So it's been going amazing. I got 2 weeks left, and I'm still seeing miracles even till the last day. So
that's awesome, man. And just to let people know, you two were the missionaries for me when I first discovered the church and was going through learning about it. And so, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now that you guys changed my life, man. And, you know, for the better. And so I want to get this on record. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, you changed our life.
So. Seriously.
Come on.
It's equal.
Come on. Well, you know, you guys are the dudes. So, Brother Berge, Hey, tell me real quick about what restoration means to you.
Yeah, so restoration, I kind of applied it to Jesus Christ, right? We call it the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And thinking about that, I think about Jesus Christ as my savior, right? As my savior and my redeemer, but I also think of him as my restorer, right? And he restores me back to one day my perfect form, to where I can live with him and the Father again. And so when I think about that, I think about Christ's church when he was on the earth, and him being during his earthly ministry, organizing his church over in Jerusalem area. And the restoration of that after, you know, we learn about people persecuting Jesus Christ first, and then his apostles and other disciples after him, and that church kind of falling and losing its true ways. And but Jesus Christ stretching out his hand, you know, continually, and restoring his church back to the earth, and it being perfectly brought back, the fullness of it being brought back. And so what restoration means to me is just that perfect form coming back and being implemented.
Oh, amen. Yeah, that's awesome. And Brother Evans, what does restoration mean to you?
Honestly, Reese kind of covered a lot of what it means to me, but one experience that I want to share is just kind of like the whole reason why I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is just because of the restoration. I do remember, I always believed that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was the true and everlasting gospel, that it was Christ's church and all that. But I remember the very beginning of my mission, that was when I met you, Jason. Yeah. And I always believed it, but I never like actually had that spiritual confirmation that this was it.
Yeah.
I guess if that makes sense. And
yeah,
and right. I remember my trainer, I was a brand new missionary, I guess, and my trainer Reese, he challenged me to pray about the Book of Mormon and to find out if it was true. And I was like, well, I kind of already know, but I guess I'll give it a shot. And then I don't know, just getting to teach you, Jason, is what made my testimony grow, like, so that I actually knew. And like, I don't know, the mission is kind of difficult, and I was looking for a reason to not have to not want to do it anymore. But I remember I was praying to know if the Book of Mormon was true and the restoration, and to know if Joseph Smith really did see Jesus Christ and God the Father, and if he really did translate everything. But I remember I was just about to recite the first vision to you. Something happened. There was like some sort of interruption, but I remember I felt like a spiritual confirmation that Joseph Smith really was a prophet of God. And that was like kind of what changed everything, because instead of like anyone can have some type of reserves about faith and about what not to believe in, but because of that experience, I now knew that any reserves that I could have, I at least knew that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was the true church. And I knew that I could follow the teachings, and I could truly like give it all to God because of that.
That's right,
so thank you, Jason. That's what I mean when I said thank you before. It's like, without you, I am getting to teach you and help you through your experiences. I wouldn't have been able to have that like foundation through my testimony kind of thing.
Well, I'm humbled, but I couldn't have asked for two better teachers and really ambassadors, you know. for the church. You know what you did, Ryan? You just answered my next question too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You sir are on a roll, man. So Reese, could you tell us how the Book of Mormon has changed your life?
Come on, Jason, that's a loaded question.
I know. You're throwing softballs out here, you know.
No, let's see if I can hit it. The First off, the Book of Mormon, right, is it's a way that God has shown us that he loves us, right? He wants to give us more of his word so that we can draw closer to him and that we can feel more of his love. And a scripture that kind of sums it up, what the Book of Mormon means to me, is first on the cover of the Book of Mormon, it says that it's just another testament of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it means to me. It's another testimony that Christ lived and that he still lives and that his work is still pressing forward to this day. And a scripture that I love is in the Book of Alma, and it's chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. And it says, and he shall go forth suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind. And this that the word might be fulfilled, which saith, he will take upon him the pains and the sicknesses of his people. And he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death, which bind his people. And he will take upon him their infirmities, that his bowels may be filled with mercy, according to the flesh, that he may know according to the flesh how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Now the Spirit knoweth all things, nevertheless the Son of God suffereth according to the flesh, that he might take upon him the sins of his people, that he might blot out their transgressions according to the power of his deliverance. And now behold, this is the testimony which is in me. And I echo those words of Alma, that this is the testimony that's in me, is that the Book of Mormon is the word of God, that it is the teachings of Jesus Christ, and that that this book can help anyone draw closer to him, more so than any other book. And that's just kind of what it really means to me. It's just a testimony of Jesus Christ and his love for us.
Right. When I was first reading the Book of Mormon, I'm zipping through it. I'm a history dude, okay? That's what I went to school for. And so I'm always looking at stuff through kind of a historical lens. And that book just clicked. Why not? Right? And I mean, the word has traveled everywhere. America too, And I had no problem with that. Historically, I mean, it totally jives. So anyone out there who's got their maybe unsure, take it from me. It's all good. Anyway, what advice, right? Because, I have my own experience when I first joined. But what advice would you give to those who have questions or, they're interested in joining the faith in the church? What do you say to them? And I'll give that to you. Brother Ryan.
I think just doing exactly like what I did, or when Joseph Smith was looking for which church to join, and he was desiring to know. And that's the first thing, is just, you have to want to know with all your heart. And Joseph Smith, when he was desiring to know, and he was praying and asking God which church to join, because there were so many of them and all that, he read James 1:5, which says, if any of ye lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. And I would just say that take that advice from James 1:5. Just if you don't know what to do, just ask Heavenly Father, because he will give you all the answers that you're looking for. And there's lots more scriptures in the Book of Mormon and in the Doctrine and Covenants and in the Bible that can help you with your journey. My favorite is Doctrine and Covenants 9 on receiving revelation. And it just kind of mentions Reese, you might need to help me out here. It just says, all you need to do is to find the right answer that Heavenly Father wants you to make or thinks is the right decision. Cause that's what this is all about, is agency, is to see if we're going to choose Heavenly Father's plan or Satan's plan. To take whatever question you have and study it out in your mind and in your heart, and ask Heavenly Father if it's, and then make the decision and then ask Heavenly Father if it's the right decision. Because that's what this is all about. It's about us making decisions and just having Christ help and God's help and
all that stuff. So. I mean, because so many people, I mean, like me, you know, have been to the proverbial crossroads, right? You know, where do I go from here? What is right for me, you know? And my only advice to people would be seek and ye shall find, man. It's good to have questions. Read on. At you know, when the missionaries visit, hey, bring them on in. Set them down. Give them a glass of lemonade. And, you know, listen to what they got. As we're running out of time here, gentlemen, Reese, give me a really, really a succinct and brief version of what would you tell somebody?
Yeah, you know, some advice that I would give is just let's just use the words of the prophets, right? In the Book of Mormon, the prophet Moroni, you know, he says he gives us advice what we should do. He says, when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that you would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ if these things are not true. And if you shall ask with a sincere heart and with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you may know the truth of all things. And so I would just give that advice, just like echoing Ryan, you know, to ask God, to ask him to lead you to further light. We don't, as missionaries, we don't ask people to completely throw out their beliefs. We ask them to hold on to their beliefs, the beliefs that they treasure, and add to them, you know, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he wants to continue to give us more. And so as we look to him in prayer and we ask him, we will find, like you said, knock and ye shall receive, right?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You guys, thank you so much for doing this. I know you guys have busy lives, and, you know, well, hey, come on and do this podcast with me. Thank you so much, man. Because a lot of people out there do have those questions, and they maybe they're too afraid, or maybe they've heard something from somebody that doesn't, you know, that doesn't click with them, and but still they have that yearning that they want to know the truth, you know. So thank you guys, and thank you two so much, man. And really, I'm gonna bring you on again and again and again and again. So get ready. This is not the only time I'm going to rope you in.
Hey, we're ready, man. We're excited. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jason. This has been awesome.
You got it. Thank you. You know, before this pep rally is over and we get you back to class, I'd like to give you the verse of the day. This is 3 Nephi 16:7. Behold, because of their belief in me, saith the Father, and because of the unbelief of you, O house of Israel, in the latter days shall the truth come unto the Gentiles, that the fullness of those things shall be made known unto them. That's what we're talking about with restoration here, the restoration of the church and of the gospel. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and we will see you all again next time on Restoration. Good night.